Hey, he said, speaking fast, you're too old to be taken for guards, and you don't look like bureaucrats, so I thought it would be a very good disguise to...
Eunuch, roared Truckle. You mean people have been looking at me and thinking I mince around saying, Helluo Celtet?
Like many men whose testosterone had always sloshed out of their ears, the Horde had never fine-tuned their approach to the more complex areas of sexuality. A teacher to the core, Mr. Savaloy couldn't help correcting them, even at sword point.
That means the glutton dances, not as you seem to think, hello sailor, which is heos nauta, he said. And eunuchs don't say it, not as a matter of course. Look, it's an honour to be a eunuch in the Forbidden City. Many of them occupy very exalted positions in...
Then prepare yourself for high office, teacher, Truckle shouted.
Cohen knocked the sword out of his hand.
All right, none of that. I don't like it either, he said. But it's just a disguise. Shouldn't mean anything to a man who once bit a bear's head off, should it?
Yeah, but, you know, it's not... I mean... When we went past those young ladies back there, they all giggled.
Maybe later you can find them and make them laugh, said Cohen. But you should have told us, Teach.
Sorry.
What? What's he say? He said you're a eunuch,
Boy Willie bellowed in Hamish's ear.
Yep,
said Hamish happily.
What?
That's me. The one and only.
No, he didn't mean...
What? Oh, never mind. It's all pretty much the same to you, Hamish.
Mr. Savaloy surveyed the wrecked gym.
I wonder what time it is, he said.
Ah,
gurgled Six Beneficent Winds, happy to lighten things a little.
Here, you know we have an amazing demon-powered device that tells you what the time is even when the sun isn't...
Clocks,
said Mr. Savaloy. We've got them in Ankh-Morpork. Only demons evaporate eventually, so now they work by... He paused.
Interesting. You don't have a word for it.
Shaped metal that does work?
Toothed wheels?
The taxman looked frightened.
Wheels with teeth?
What do you call the things that grind corn?
Peasants.
Yes, but what do they grind corn with?
I don't know. Why should I know? Only peasants need to know that.
Yes, I suppose that says it all, really, said Mr. Savaloy sadly.
It's a long way off dawn, said Truckle. Why don't we go and kill everyone in their beds?
No, 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 said Mr. Savaloy. I keep telling you, we've got to do it... properly. I could show you the treasure house, said Six Beneficent Winds helpfully.
Never a good idea to give a monkey the key to a banana plantation, said Mr. Savaloy. Can you think of anything else to keep them amused for an hour?
Down in the basement there was a man who was talking about the government at the top of his voice.
You can't fight for a cause. A cause is just a thing.
Then we are fighting for the peasants,
said Butterfly. She'd backed away. Rincewind's anger was coming off him like steam.
Oh, have you ever met them?
I have seen them.
Oh, good. And what is it you want to achieve?
A better life for the people,
said Butterfly coldly.
You think you having some uprising and hanging a few people will do it? Well, I come from Ankh-Morpork, and we've had more rebellions and civil wars than you've had lukewarm duck's feet. And you know what? The rulers are still in charge. They always are.
They smiled at him in polite and nervous incomprehension.
Look, he said, rubbing his forehead, all those people out in the fields, the water buffalo people. If you have a revolution, it'll be all the better for them, will it?
Of course, said Butterfly. They will no longer be subject to the cruel and capricious whims of the Forbidden City.
No, that's good, said Rincewind. So they'll sort of... be in charge of themselves, will they?
Indeed,
said Lotus Blossom.
By means of the People's Committee, said Butterfly.
Rincewind pressed